Hello, and you're very welcome to today's podcast from the Association for Key Account Management. So in this session, which will last about 25 minutes, we are going to discuss the very important subject area of executive sponsorship. And I think it's an area that's very important for key account development, one full of opportunities, but there are also some pitfalls that need to be considered. So I'm delighted to be joined by two experts today, Diana and Rafi. But let me first very briefly introduce myself. My name's Alastair Taylor. I've been involved in key account management, customer development, and leadership development for around 25 years. Most of that time spent in leadership roles in organizations running key account programs. But more recently, I've been involved in consulting and coaching with a number of organizations across the globe. But our two real experts are Diana and Rafi. So perhaps I could ask you both to introduce yourselves. Perhaps Diana, if I can start with yourself.
Hi, I'm Diana Woodburn. I'm chairman of the Association for Key Account Management, ACAM for short. And I've been around key account management for 25 years as well. A lot of working with different companies also across the world, teaching them, learning from them, researching. My PhD also is in key account management.
Great, thank you. And Rafi?
Yeah, thank you, Alistair. Hi, everyone. My name is Rafi Habibian. I've been in the pharma industry for more than 28 years. I've been in different roles in sales, marketing, account management, customer management operation, and currently I'm within the Strategic Account Management Center of Excellence team, which serves the global markets.
Excellent, excellent. So we really have some great experience between us that we'll look to share across this podcast. So Diana, perhaps I can ask the first question, which is, why is executive sponsorship seen to be so important in developing key accounts?
Well, I've got three or four reasons. All of them, I think, are crucial importance. Putting in the customer first, I would say that you're telling a key customer that they're important to you. If their contacts in the company are several layers down from the board, they'll be looking at that and saying, I see exactly how important or unimportant we are to you because you've buried us in your organization at a pretty low level. If, on the other hand, you have an executive sponsor attached to your business, you're going to feel quite differently about it and see that the suppliers are feeling differently about you. Secondly, I think it's a brilliant point about educating your senior management. We struggle all the time about getting senior managers and suppliers engaged with key account management, fully understanding what it is and what it needs to do it, and putting them basically eyeball to eyeball with a customer must be one of the best ways to convince them and to educate them in key account management. And thirdly, there is the idea that, and this is thirdly and fourthly, it's a sort of a question of helping the key account manager and in that way developing their skills. So if it's an executive sponsor, we presume, has some high level skills and competencies, and working with them is a way of developing the key account manager. So they should learn how to do the job better. But in addition, the executive sponsor may be able to shift important roadblocks inside the organization. So if the key account manager sees that there is something different and critical and valuable to be done for a key account, but the functional director is stonewalling them at the time, then maybe the executive sponsor that they have can negotiate that for them and navigate for them. So I think those are all really very compelling reasons. What have you seen, Rafi?
Yeah, so in our practice, we have seen that the success of any strategic account management program is one of the factors that could influence the success is having an executive sponsorship program. And as you said, like executive sponsorship program could add value externally and internally. Externally, definitely with the customer, by developing strong business relationship. As you said, like if this customer is important, then you need to get the most important people within your organization deal with this external customer so that they feel valued. But an executive sponsorship program also brings value internally, and it allows the organization to pair their account managers with senior executives, so letting them bring more value to the account. So creating this kind of pairing between the account and the account managers and the company.
Yeah, I think some great points. I mean, I've certainly found where executive sponsorship is carried out well, it creates a very different agenda around opportunities and discussion areas. And you can suddenly find when it's handled well that you're opening up new opportunities for collaboration, new opportunities for sharing of resource, new opportunities to create value. Ones which perhaps the account manager would struggle by themselves, given they've got so many day-to-day activities that they have to manage to be able to open up. So I do think that's critical, along with all the points that you've raised, which I think are so fundamental in terms of what happens internally as well in order to execute behind those particular programs. So very important.
Just going to say, I think that executive sponsor can help the key account managers understand their own organization much better. When you're part of a big company, it's really hard to know everything that's going on and which way it's going. So somebody who's got the senior bird's eye view can communicate that to the key account manager and give them an idea of what the future looks like and which way the company is heading, so that they can align themselves with that rather than trying to force it to do something that's never going to happen.
Yeah, I had at one stage in my career a very good boss, and she once said to me, "You have to remember that most of the time that big decisions are being made, you're not there." So that's true within the customer, but also true internally. So if you've got somebody at a senior level who's listening to those senior discussions, who understands what's going on in the key critical accounts for your business, then you're in a much better position to ensure that those accounts are developed appropriately. If nobody sitting on that board really understands what's going on, then decisions tend to be made that may not be as positive as you would like.
Yeah, and I think there's one more point is that we know that strategic account management is about building those long-term strong relationships with the customers. And sometimes senior executives don't have the patience and time to wait for those strong relationships to be built within 3 or 4 years. And I think the having an executive sponsor within that, let's say, inner circle or the higher circle in the organization is important to keep that in mind and to defend the case of the strategic account management and to help the account manager to achieve his objectives and visions within that account.
Thank you, Rafi. So Rafi, can I just ask you, in terms of your experience, what's actually involved in executive sponsorship? What sort of level of meetings or level of input is required?
Yeah, I can say that there are three major important aspects of involvement for the executive sponsors. The first thing is that the executive sponsor should be looking always to see how the accounts align with the overall business strategy. And using his understanding of the overall arching business strategy to make sure that potential accounts contribute rather than deflect from corporate goals. So it's very important to see how we can align our strategies. And the second role which he can be involved in is to represent the account at the executive level. And I can say here that in some organizations, the key account manager used some time to record the conversation that he was having with customers within the account organization, and then play this recording within the senior executive meeting so that they hear what the customer is telling them, so that they really understand what the customer needs, and accordingly they can build the value proposition. So strategic accounts should be visible at the executive, let's say, senior leadership level, and even maybe higher at the board level, specifically when we are talking really strategic account, which could be like global strategic account. The executive sponsor should be able to explain what is happening in an account and should introduce the account manager when they report to the executive board. Now, the third important thing, and I always refer back to internally because I always say that he has a big role to play internally, and this is what Diana mentioned earlier in the question, is that he needs to be able to manage internal tensions. Right. So this is one of the points where he can be really involved, because strategic accounts, and this is mostly maybe related to our organization, but maybe in other organizations also, is that they have, the strategic accounts have to operate across silos and involve many cross-functional teams within our organization. So the executive sponsor can use his or his connection and position and experience to help manage the tensions and to deal with conflict of interest internally within our organization.
Yeah. Diana, anything you'd add? Thank you, Rafi. I think that's really great points.
Well, I think Rafi's captured most of it there, so most definitely. But I think a couple of points I'd make is one is that the executive sponsor, as we said earlier, can be a useful coach and develop for key account manager. And the only problem is that sometimes they don't know how to be a coach. So they may have those competencies, but they don't really know how to nurture them in somebody else. So it's a good idea to consider when you're trying to put this in place to suggest to executive sponsors that they are coaches and try and find ways to make them comfortable with being coaches. So that's one point. And the other point that comes up a lot is when you say, what does it involve? The executive sponsors are thinking of time. They're thinking of their time is completely full now. How will they find time for this? And I think the answer is you don't have to have vast amounts of time on this. You can spend a lot of time, but you don't have to spend a great deal of time on it. So, for example, those top-to-top discussions that Rafi was talking about are not going to take place every week, every month, even every quarter. They might be once or twice a year or as and when required. And maybe having a debrief with the key account manager is not, again, a very frequent or time-consuming activity. But nevertheless, you actually can't achieve anything without giving it some time. So yes, it's a piece of time, but it's not a huge amount of time. That seems to be one of the sticking points, though, with actually getting executive sponsors involved.
So what I'm hearing very much is that this isn't a drop-in, drop-out role. It's something that may not have to take up a lot of time, but it is something that is continuous. It's ongoing. It requires persistence to stay with the program.
Yeah.
Alistair, and if I may say, I think it would be very important also, going back to the coaching point that Diana mentioned, that this executive sponsor has a good understanding and knowledge about what is strategic account management,
yes,
or key account management. And even if he doesn't have an experience in strategic or key account management, he needs to be really into it, because if he comes from a sales background or comes from any other background and he keeps and he coaches the account manager based on his coaching skills, then you probably will end up with sales behavior instead of key account management behavior. So it's very important for him to have a good understanding, and if he practiced account management, that would be, I think, in my opinion, even better.
Yeah. Great, thank you.
So I think what we're hoping is that he would be coaching on his sort of higher level management skills, you know, skills like leadership and strategic thinking,
yeah,
rather than trying to fulfill a function.
Exactly.
So do you think at times you could bring key account sponsors in too early or at the wrong time in a key account relationship? And when's a good time to start, and when's a good time to develop the sponsorship approach?
Well, I would probably say, you know, a little while after the start of the relationship, but not too long, because when you decide to start treating a key customer as a key account, then they're expecting to see what that is like pretty quickly. So if you hold off and say, well, we'll do it next year when there's a bit more business, it's a bit more worthwhile, by that time they can be saying that, yeah, okay, they're not that special. So don't take too long, but I wouldn't do it until I was sure that the key account manager had a very good understanding of the key account that they could transfer to the executive sponsor. So an executive sponsor should never go in ignorant of the situation, or indeed trying to make things happen on their own. The executive sponsor should be part of the key account team, working under the request and overall direction of the key account manager. So key account manager needs to be ready to do that. So I would say quite soon, but not too soon, not right at the beginning.
Yeah, and Alistair, I think also it might depend on your initial relationship status with that key account also. Because if you are in a transactional relationship and you are aiming to build trust and later on partnership, then yes, maybe bringing in an executive sponsorship not too late within your discussions, it could influence the level of trust and it could increase the trust because the customer will see you like really valuing the relationship and really bringing big people within your organization to meet with them and to be involved in creating, co-creating value for both organizations.
Yes. I mean, I've certainly found that executive level people in general like to be associated with success, as we all do. So I think one of the things that I very much try to encourage account managers to do when they're trying to seek out an executive sponsor is to identify beforehand where there might be opportunities for success, almost to motivate the executive sponsor to want to get involved rather than feel they've got to get involved. And I think if you can set out that pathway with the executive sponsor and the right executive sponsor, because sometimes there will be people with particular interests in particular areas of business. Some are very interested in innovation. Others may be more interested with people systems or IT systems, or depending on the solutions that you're providing, then creating that internal influence to influence upwards and bring in real commitment from the executive sponsor is really important.
I really like that point about inviting them in when there's going to be a success. I think that's an excellent strategy.
Yeah. Rafi, are there any other pitfalls around executive sponsorship? We've mentioned a few of them in passing that you think people should be aware of.
Well,
No, go ahead, Diana.
I was going to say there's definitely that point about executive sponsors going off-piste and doing things that suddenly occur to them to be a good idea. And I have to say, I once worked with a managing director who a couple of times a year would go and have a big boozy dinner with our most key customer, who would manage to get out of him commitments that we had been told we would be dead in the water if anybody allowed. So, you know, it needs to be somebody who's on message and that's agreed for both ways, actually, so that the executive sponsor is clear that the key account manager isn't promising things that they can't promise, and the executive sponsor is equally not promising things that shouldn't be promised. So that avoiding them thinking that they're super cam, in effect. Yes. You don't want somebody thinking, well, you know, I can do this much better than the team. You work with them, you don't work in spite of them.
Yeah, I think one of the problems you can find with that as well is that the executive sponsor then starts getting all the questions that the key account manager should be getting. So before they know it, their inbox is going up and their commitment to being an executive sponsor is perhaps not as high as it might be. So we just have to watch it from a number of angles. Rafi,
And I think also, so I have a couple of points also, which I have like witnessed during my career, is that the executive sponsor also, as Diana said, like the coaching should be at strategic level, right? So it's very important for the executive sponsor not to try and line manage the strategic account manager.
Yes.
Like he shouldn't be like the direct line manager. He shouldn't be taking over the integrated account team leadership. That should be the key account or a strategic account manager's role. And one also important thing is that he shouldn't get very much involved in the operation and tactical things or tactical points of the, let's say, the execution of the strategic account plan. Now, one last thing is important also is that the executive sponsor should not be taking decisions without discussing it with the strategic account management. So it's going behind him. So every they should work very much in alignment, in harmony, so that first, because I think if they don't do that, the customer relationship will be damaged.
Also. Yes, I think that's a really important point.
As you say, there's the danger that the customer will start to call the executive sponsor all the time, every time they want to contact the supplier or iron out any small point. And so it has to be clear all round that the executive sponsor will be saying, oh, it's great to hear from you. I'll have a word with our key account manager and he or she will get back to you about that. You know, they need to politely bounce that level back so that it's clear to everybody at an early stage how this is going to work.
Yeah. So, Diana, in your experience, any other sort of tips for key account managers as to how they best engage and support an executive sponsor?
Well, I think that the point that you made is getting them on board while when there's a good feeling to be had about it to begin with is an important one. I really like that. Then I think it's a question of how you keep them informed. So, you know, there's a danger that you put all the team meeting minutes or something or all the contributory papers towards the executive sponsor. You can't flood them with information. You have to digest stuff and interpret it and give them you know, the real bones of what's important. You have to respect their time. They're busy people and you have to respect their time. But also you have to remember that they're people like any other people and people at business, and they don't like looking silly and they don't look like looking stupid. So you never want to put them in a position where they are not informed and don't know how to respond. And you definitely don't want to upstage them at any point. So remembering as a key account manager, the best way for you to succeed is to make all the people you're working with the stars, whether it's the customer or your executive sponsor. That's best way to approach them.
I love that. Yeah, make the executive sponsor the star. I think that's great. Mm. Yeah, Rafi, anything you'd add?
Yeah, if I may add one thing is, so usually when you appoint key account manager, so you set expectations of what he should be doing when managing an account. And I think for an executive sponsor program to be successful, also they should set an expectation of what is expected from the executive sponsor to do. Because sometimes being an executive sponsor in big organization is just tick in the box. And they might use that in their promotional campaigns or just say that they are an executive sponsor for this and that. So I think that defining what is required from an executive sponsor is very important. Once that is agreed on, if I may add a couple of things on what Diana said, is keeping always the executive sponsor also informed about what is happening and working in close collaboration with him while managing that specific account. And that should also happen vice versa. Like the executive sponsor should do the same when he's dealing with the key account manager.
Yeah, I would, from my experience, sometimes go even a little bit further than informing. So sometimes I think actually a little bit of coaching is required. So executive sponsors, I've seen a number of programs where people have come in who've perhaps been leading finance or been leading IT or been leading human resources, and they've been invited to become executive sponsors around a particular key customer, key account. And when you actually get beneath the surface, you find actually they're quite nervous about it. They've not been used to dealing with customers. They've been used to talking about customers, but to actually go in and face customers is quite a big challenge for them. And they're worried about saying the wrong thing. They're worried about overcommitting. So I think sometimes a little bit of hand-holding, not being over the top about it, but actually just ensuring that people are confident and actually helping people take those steps to forming the right relationships in the right way are actually really important elements for the key account manager, he or she, to think about.
Yeah,
and that's a very good point.
Sorry, that sort of involves not only briefing the facts and the situation, but maybe describing the person that you're going to visit so that they're aware of what kind of person that is, what kind of approach is successful with them.
Yeah, I think that's key, isn't it? I mean, when we deal with lots of customers, we all meet one or two who are really difficult to deal with, or we meet one or two who on a good day are fantastic, but on a bad day aren't so fantastic. And making sure that people who perhaps aren't so familiar with customers are aware of those factors, I think, Diana, is a really important point, as you mentioned.
Can I just add one thing, possibly a bit aside of the discussion, but this is sort of assuming that perhaps a company has decided to put a programme of executive sponsorship in place, and that's brilliant, but sometimes they haven't. And if I were a key account manager, I would be thinking perhaps I could ask to have my own executive sponsor. So I might decide who on the board I think would be most useful to me. And I might make that approach anyway. So it's not a formal thing, it's an informal thing. But if it works well, and it might do, if you pick the right person, that might be a good way of getting key account management better acknowledged at board level, and in fact lead to a more comprehensive executive sponsorship program. So even if you don't have one, identify somebody and go and see if you can get them on board anyway.
Great, be proactive. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. Okay, so I've just got one last question I'm going to pose in just a moment. So we've picked up that executive sponsorship can be really important. It can open up new avenues of opportunity, new relationships within customers, but also internally can really make things happen much faster and much more efficiently, and we can bring the right resources into play. And I guess, you know, we can become as an organisation, as a result of this, more customer-centric. There are a few pitfalls we have to watch out for, and certainly account managers have a role to play in not only informing executive sponsors, but perhaps actually coaching and nurturing that relationship and moving it forwards. But what I'd perhaps like to finish on, perhaps from you both, is one last takeaway from you both, one last idea relating to how key account managers can actually really promote high value executive sponsorship in their businesses. So I don't know which one of you would like to go first. I'll leave that to you.
Oh, I think Rafi would like to go first.
All right. So promoting high-value executive sponsorship should happen, again, internally and externally. Externally, it's very important within the customer organization by bringing the executive sponsor when it's needed. And it's not only bringing him, showing value when he's bringing him. And showing the account organization that this executive sponsor could really be beneficial or could add value to building our strong relationship, which will lead to partnership. Now, internally, promoting the high value of an executive sponsorship, I think, could be related to metrics. If really the executive sponsor is doing his job and he has contributed to mentoring, coaching, organizing this executive to executive meeting, seeing the C-suite and contributing to the growth of the overall business in that key account, then definitely the organization will see the value of the executive sponsor.
Right. Yeah. Diana?
I'm just going to give you an example of a company some years ago that wanted to have executive sponsorship, and the key account managers didn't want it. They didn't want Big Brother interfering in their accounts or looking over their shoulder. And so they weren't doing it. So that company actually put a significant bonus one year on the key account managers factoring 8 visits from board level people into their accounts, the totality of their accounts, not 8 visits into one account. But they did that. And so they, because there was a bonus there, they did it. It worked wonderfully well. And the next year they took that bonus away and put it on something else. And they continued with that executive sponsorship. So, you know, maybe that's a good way of getting it to happen. But I think the high value about executive sponsorship really is that the voice of the customer is reaching then the highest level of the supplier company, where those voices need to be heard. And that for me is that the great value.
Yeah, and certainly I've seen the real benefits of executive sponsorship in a number of organisations that I've been lucky enough to work with. And I think that one of the key things, and we've touched on this, that has been really important is the executive sponsor has helped to ensure that there is that right balance between short-term development and long-term collaboration for future growth. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes without that executive sponsor, that second piece isn't given enough emphasis.
Totally.
Very good. So, well, thank you to you both. I think you've both come up with some fantastic insights and sharing of your experience. It's been very valuable. Executive sponsorship is very important, but we have to get it right. We have to think about how we plan it and move it forwards. And I hope you, the listener, has found this to be of benefit.